sense. And then and while doing that, trying to find if there's a couple of guys that will immediately help replace what we're losing next year in Baltus and you know, Stamen being a senior and players like that, and on defense with Ock and Burks. You know, we're so thick on defense, both in players and in recruiting, that we're limited on what we can do, and we have to make sure that we do what's best for the program and have the ability to continue to compete.
Talking about the assistant coaches and Chris Brooks and Dallas Stewart, are they the relationships between the assistant coaches and the players? Do you see that really starting to develop now?
Yeah, there's a lot of trust there. Our guys were happy with the selection. They were really pleased, and I think when they met the two guys, they saw the interest that they have in helping them, you know, our athletes get better and improve as people and as players. So I think that they're limited in the amount of time they've been around them so far, and that'll improve starting next week when we start having full practices and things, and we can start getting a lot of skill work and individual time. They'll get to know more, but I give credit to a lot of them and what they've done in video and things like that right now in getting themselves acclimated and familiar with our personnel.
I think Tyler Shalast has coached behind the bench before, coach, but I don't think Mikey Neville has. What are your thoughts on his coaching debut there?
I don't know if I should get involved in that, because to be honest with you, I think there was a little friction at the end of the game. They're both really competitive, but Tyler was going in hard for the win, and came out with the goose egg. They didn't score a goal, so I'm going to stay out of that.
I thought we'd get a tying goal and then send it to another shootout or something like that.
We wouldn't have time for the shootout.
I was wondering about that.
We were limited on the time we would have had to end it.
The other thing, a really quick question before we get to other, I know questions are coming in and we want to start that soon, but the new black uniforms, is it true? I have seen them, by the way. I was brought back in the vault there, but is it true that with the exception of Brent Baltus, nobody else, none of the other members of the team have actually seen the black uniforms yet in person?
Yeah, but that could be true. That could very well be true, because they've been out getting stitching on them and things like that. So, yeah, that could be true.
Are you happy with the blacks, the new...
I mean, it's documented. I have such poor fashion sense. So when I first saw them, to be honest with you, I was not grabbed by them. And I wanted to keep our old blacks and be able to use them as well, which we're not doing, you know. But they seem to be a big hit. You know, they're a retro jersey from the past, and people seem to really like them. So, you know, I got to be honest with you, that's not my gig. I'm not, people that see me dress, they see I'm not a fashion bug. I'm just, we'll play in anything. But as long as the people that is important to like them, that's the important thing.
Coach, let's go back to the roster and talk specifically about the freshmen. Right now, out of the freshmen that are in, are there any that are really impressing you maybe more than you were expecting coming in?
You know, I think the majority of them are beginning to grow on me. Because of their, and I guess I got to be a little careful here, but because of their attention to detail, we have a lot of players that I love. I love our guys, but we have a lot of players that there's a reason why they haven't been able to get over the hump as far as being consistent regulars in the lineup for their time here. And a lot of that's their attention to detail and their willingness to want the puck, like to get the puck. You know, everybody can to a degree make a play with the puck once they get it, but a good portion of this game, you know, you have the puck on your stick so little in a hockey game, you know, individually. Collectively as a team, you have it on it more, and the better players have it on even more than that. But even Sidney Crosby has the puck on, you know, a minute, you know, 60 seconds total, whatever, in a hockey game. A lot of times the puck's up for grab. A lot of times nobody has it. But you got to get it to make the plays. And what I do like with some of the freshmen, how they're standing out, is their attention to detail coming in and how they're paying attention to learning, so that even watching them, you know, a little bit on Saturday night, you can see where they're not running around and turning their backs on pucks. And, you know, we have a chance to develop the good habits where maybe we didn't make some guys in the past you couldn't have made them more accountable because they weren't playing. But I do like, that's what's standing out with me with some of the freshmen, is their attention to detail and their coachability. And with that, they'll grow and establish bigger roles, because we need that. We're losing, you know, again, some every year a college team loses, you know, hopefully their best players. Mm-hmm. You know, hopefully not your best players, but in reality, your best players because they're upperclassmen. These guys are going to be upperclassmen, and we'd like that. I mean, if we could get the growth that we've got out of players like Gavin Gould, things like that, from year one to year two, then we're really happy with them.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll get started on some of your questions. You still have time to get a question in. It's DJ@themix93.com. That's DJ@themix93.com. The Joe Schaan Hour continuing on right after this on Mix 93.
I like my burger with mustard.
No, mustard and ketchup. And a Coke.
Got to be well done.
Only medium rare, come on.
I only want grass-fed beef.
No, Angus.
On the grill.
Now, flat top.
You want a homemade veggie burger?
With a Coca-Cola.
Iceberg lettuce.
No way. Avocado, dude.
Arugula. Nah, jalapeno.
Can I have a turkey burger?
But turkeys are for Thanksgiving, man.
Burger with a Coke.
Brioche. No, sesame seed.
Just a regular bun.
American cheese.
Nah, man, you gotta go with Swiss.
No, cheddar.
Gotta use both hands.
No, one hand.
And wash it down with a Coke.
My burger is best with a Coke.
Every burger needs a Coke.
Coke and a burger.
An ice cold Coke.
I'll agree to that.
A burger and a Coke.
It doesn't take a step-by-step recipe or even a plan to make a delicious meal. It doesn't take a freshly starched apron or an official foodie degree from social media. It just takes an ice-cold Coke, delicious food, and good friends. So whip up a meal, however you like. Grab some ice-cold Coke from your local supermarket and taste the feeling today.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance or concerned you might not have the right coverage? Hi, I'm Marcia Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whatever your situation, single, raising a family, or happily retired, we can help you put together an insurance package that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. As an independent agency that represents many insurance companies, we offer more choices, more options, more security, and more peace of mind. Put the Turvo Agency to work for you at 482-0080.
The Kaleva Cafe, Quincy Street in Hancock, has been serving great food for generations, 7 days a week, with homestyle service and huge portions. They have a tasty menu for everyone, with all homemade food, including pasties, soups, hot and cold sandwiches, Italian cuisine, pizza, breakfast served all day, and the best coffee around. Enjoy a Sunday turkey dinner with all the fixings for only $9.95, as well as daily lunch and dinner specials. Hours at the Kaleva Cafe, 7 till 9, Monday through Saturday, and Sundays, 8 till 9.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a financial advisor with the America Group Retirement Strategy Centers, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. The America Group is located south of Houghton on M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 for an appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Save your bucks at Bucko's all month with some great deals store-wide. All 15 and 18 packs of beer on sale. All 2 liters are 2 for $3. All Pepsi 12 packs of cans, 2 for $9. Buy antioxidant drinks are 3 for $5. All Gatorade products are on sale. Check out the 50 cents 20-ounce water deals. Keep things cool. Nice ice prices. 4 bags, $5. Deer season right around the corner. Don't forget that Bucko's has your DNR and ORV needs. Save your bucks at Bucko's Party Store, Calumet. All sales do not include tax and deposit.
Enjoy all-you-can-eat specials at Joey's Seafood and Grill in downtown Houghton. Tuesdays, all-you-can-eat Joey's Original Fish and Chips. Wednesdays, all-you-can-eat Chicken and Popcorn Shrimp. Thursdays, all-you-can-eat Shrimp. Plus, Joey's has seafood and soups any day, salads, tacos, chicken, ribs, steaks, burgers, and many gluten-free menu options as well. Stop in for a quick lunch or dinner paired with your favorite beer, wine, or cocktail. We hope to see you soon. It's our pleasure to serve you at Joey's Seafood and Grill.
Joe Schaan Hour continues here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Let's get to some of your questions. You can still get a question in. Plenty of time. It's DJ@themix93.com. Here's one that's not directly related to the roster and the team this year, Coach, but somebody is wondering who is responsible for getting the WCHA championship banner up at the McGinnis Student Ice Arena and also an NCAA tournament date that is missing from last year. Does that come up maybe later on when the season starts, you think?
That's a good question. I hope it's not me. But I would think that they're probably going to do some sort of a banner raising ceremony of some kind, I would think. I've heard a little bit about that, but I don't know. It's probably, you know, they meet on this. It's a group effort with several people. Joel Isaacson's involved in it. Kelvin Larson's involved in those type of things. Obviously, Dr. Sandra Gritt's involved.